Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. We use our credit cards for a lot these days. In fact, like literally almost everything, you can slap down your plastic and be done with it. Now, you have the option of paying your rent with your credit card, which probably seemed unimaginable a couple of years ago. It is now possible. And we're going to talk about one way to do that. It is a platform called Checksy. It also lets you earn rewards, which, you know, that isn't new. Canadians are nuts about rewards. We're going to talk about how it works for both renters and for landlords. And to do that, we're joined by Checksy's CEO, Lisa Akvledziani. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
Why would someone want to pay their rent with their credit card?
That's a great question. And actually, I fit the bill perfectly as an example here. I've been a renter in Canada for the last 10 years, and I've paid rent primarily with posted checks. And I started Checksy specifically because during COVID and my last rental, my landlord wouldn't even show me the unit in person, but she insisted I hand deliver her 12 posted checks still. And I just had this question is, you know, I use my credit card, like you said, for everything. Rent is my biggest expense. I would like to be able to earn those rewards or that cash back on that expense. Why can't I do that? And that is kind of what started Checksy. And I would say the main reason for why people want to use credit cards for rent is to finally get something back from, you know, that largest and ever growing, it seems like, expense.
When you say get something back, what do you mean?
So, you know, depending on the card you're using, obviously you're used to earning, whether it's rewards, you know, with your American Express or other rewards credit cards, or your cash back, depending on the type of card. Now you're able, by paying rent with credit card, essentially extend that to your largest chunk of spending. So kind of in many cases, double or triple the rewards that you're earning on that card every single month.
And how did you make this happen? Because, you know, for you to pay with a credit card at any merchant, they typically have to sign on and become a merchant of that card. And there's a whole bunch of things that they need to do. Not every landlord is going to be willing to do that. So how does this work in your case?
And that is a great question. That is one of the reasons that currently most consumers can't pay with credit card, because like you said, the landlord doesn't want to do the legwork. There's really very little benefit to them. So why would they ever bother? What Checksy did is we essentially became the merchant acquirer for those landlords by enabling our service. So now the landlord doesn't actually have to do any of the legwork. The way that our platform works is when a tenant signs up and decides they want to pay, as long as their landlord is okay receiving an e-transfer, the tenant pays us and we process that payment and send their landlord an e-transfer. So the whole idea of my landlord doesn't need to sign up or onboard is actually been one of the biggest reasons for our growth and one of the probably most attractive things of our platform.
And there's a fee associated with that. Tell us how that fee works.
Absolutely. So we charge a 1.75% fee to the tenant. And, you know, if you at all are aware of this, and I would say most consumers probably aren't, that is very typical because we have fees to pay to interchange as well as network fees to Visa, MasterCard, and American Express. And anytime that you pay with your credit card at SOAR, the merchant pays that fee. With rent, obviously, the way that we do it, we keep that fee specifically really low, taking advantage of some rent-specific programs with Visa and MasterCard, and try to enable our consumers to still earn net rewards on top of that fee. So with many cards in the market, you can earn, you know, 4%, 3% cash back on recurring bills, which rent qualifies at. So even though you're paying 1.75% to us, you're getting 4% back from whoever your card is. It's a pretty good bargain. And on an average $2,500 rent in Toronto, you could be, you know, netting positive $60 a month, which is not an insignificant amount for many people.
I think it is important to illustrate that a consumer is going to be paying that fee, given that the benefits really need to exceed it. Because I think my cashback card pays 2%. Maybe I'm getting a terrible deal. So in my case, it would be a wash. It wouldn't be financially worth it to do that the way the funds would flow through.
Yeah, 100%. It's not right for every card. And I would say our service is probably not the right service for every single renter out there. And we're very transparent about that. I think we are a great service for people who are, you know, financially savvy and sophisticated, who are going to use the credit card and pay it off essentially right after they paid their rent. So they never carry over a balance or overstretch themselves financially or start getting interest charges. Like, there is no interest for Checksy to take advantage of people to do that. So I would say our general consumer and kind of the people that are mostly attracted to our product are those very financially savvy renters, young professionals in downtown Toronto, downtown Vancouver, who are paying $3,000 and up in rent and have a good Amex, and they're going to take advantage of those rewards.
One of the other things you talk about is the benefit of enabling you to build your credit score, demonstrate solid credit behavior by using your platform. How does that work?
Absolutely. So I would say that's one of the biggest attractions for a newcomer to use our product. And I should say that to build credit on rent through Checksy, you don't have to use a credit card. You can use your bank account and there's no fee associated with that. And you just pay for the credit builder subscription. The reason I think it's very topical right now is because so many newcomers are coming to the country. I was a newcomer myself. I came to Canada in 2014. Rent has been my largest expense for the last 10 years. It never helped me build credit. And it can really be an uphill journey and a battle for a lot of people, as well as people who are in Canada who have maybe made a mistake in the past financially and are trying to recover that credit. Ultimately, renting is becoming more and more competitive. People are, you know, paying so much more. Why shouldn't rent be something that does help you build your financial future?
There's another product there on the out there on the market from Borrowell. I think it's called Rent Advantage. How does your approach, how is it similar to or different from that one?
That's a great question. Actually, very close friends with some of the founders of Borrowell. I think they've done an incredible job with their business. The biggest difference is we are a payments company, so we require people to pay rent with us, and we actually enable your convenience of paying rent, roommate splitting, as well as all the additional features around rewards and credit building, versus Borrowell is more of a, you know, data aggregator and a reporting company. So they don't require and don't provide any payment services. They just tell you, hey, we're going to scrape your bank account and essentially report that payment to credit bureaus. So that's the biggest difference.
What should people expect in terms of the lift on their credit score from having rent as a line item in whatever way they do that? Is that like an amazing move for someone who's got a credit score of, you know, 580, but kind of irrelevant for someone who's got a credit score of 810?
Yes. So I will be very careful here because I show my friends at Equifax and they're going to be happy with any misinformation. I will say that it is very situational. For someone, like you said, with a lower than 600 credit score, or someone who doesn't have a lot of line items on their credit report, like a newcomer, reporting a big payment, given that payments contribute to 35% of your credit score, can be a very significant lift. Now, of course, for someone who, like you said, has a 750 or an 800 credit score, has three accounts, two lines of credit, a car loan, you know, it's probably not going to be as big of an impact. So this product specifically on the credit building side specifically targets those people that are actively thinking about building or rebuilding their credit and have otherwise what is called by, you know, Equifax and credit agencies, a thin file. So they don't have a lot of other payments that are contributing to that credit report.
We talk about Canadians' obsession with rewards, and we know this by data, we know this by anecdote. When you talk about the rewards that a Checksy client accumulates, is it with their primary card, or are we getting free donuts from you directly?
So there is actually two ways. Number one is with their primary card. And then the second way, we have what we call a rent cashback program, where if you shop with any of our partner brands, which include brands like Under Armour, Apple, Walmart, through our affiliate links, you get to earn cashback on those purchases in addition to whatever cashback you earn on your card with us. And that cashback you can accumulate over time and it can help you redeem rent. So let's say, for example, you know, in a month of September, you're buying your son or yourself a new laptop to go to school, you spend $2,000 because can you believe it or not, that's how much laptops cost these days at Apple, you know, with a 2% rent cashback, you could be benefiting that amount back with Checksy and using that to pay rent next month.
We know from a behavior standpoint that Canadians will do everything they possibly can to pay to keep a roof over their head, their rent, their mortgage, whatever. They are less ruthless about paying their credit card off in full every single month. And many people fall prey to things that they're excited to buy, even if they can't pay that credit card off in full every month. Does Checksy muddy the waters? Because now what was a sacred amount that I was going to pay no matter what is lumped in with, ooh, you know, I hit the mall on the weekend, and now it's just an amount that is a part of a bigger ephemeral amount.
That's a great question. And I don't believe we muddy the waters. Because of the fee that we charge and because we're very transparent that it is worth for some credit cards and not worth for the others, the like average client that we tend to have is pretty financially sophisticated and carries really little balance over. Now, is this, of course, a product that someone who maybe is not as financially sophisticated can, you know, fall into trap by using? Potentially. But in the end of the day, one of the things that I guess we benefit from is that, you know, some people say, oh, you know, if you can allow someone to pay rent with credit cards, they're going to go and overstretch themselves and get a place they can't really afford. And that's not true, because we know that the landlords who they're applying to, you know, they're not going to care how you're paying rent. They will underwrite you based on how much money you make and, you know, whether or not you can afford that place. So in the end of the day, we're just a payment service. You know, we're a payment service that I think makes sense for some people. Hopefully, as we continue rolling out our features, makes sense for even more people. But I don't believe that, you know, we're responsible for someone who is potentially using that to their own detriment.
Interesting. Lisa, thank you for your time today and for like a new interesting way to think about how we spend our money every month. Thank you
so much, Bruce. Pleasure speaking.
Lisa Akflaziani is the CEO of Checksy, an interesting platform that includes, not the only thing, but includes the ability for you to pay your rent with your credit card.